The views and reflections expressed by the hosts and guests of the Tambayan podcast are strictly their own and do not represent any views of any recognized or established Catholic community. The Tambayan podcast reserves the right to final interpretation of any opinion expressed in any of its episodes.
Welcome to Tambayan podcast,
where you can stay here, rest for a while, and just hang out.
Ako ang inyong host, nagbabalik, Jade Noche, aka Mr. How Are You? At kasama natin ang pinakamatalinong host sa lahat ng podcast, Brother Pearson Alcantara.
Napakahirap atang i-live up ng expectation ninyo, mga kaibigan, mga kapatid, at mga tagapakinig. Pero sige, paninindigan natin yan.
Ang topic natin for this episode is hope. Kasi diba, yun yung theme ng Season of Advent. Mm. The Season of Advent is about being hopeful for the coming of Jesus. Hindi lang hopeful sa pagdating ng Christmas bonus. Pero bro, for sure, there's more to Advent than what I just said, di ba?
Oo naman. And then, first of all, no, Advent comes from the Latin phrase advenire, which means to come to. It is a time of preparation for something, or in this case, for someone, that we hope is coming. Kasi, you know, Advent is a time of us preparing for Christmas. Kung hindi mo natatanong, bro, no, Jesus came at a time of hopelessness for the Israelites, right? His coming was especially prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. And basahin ko lang sa'yo. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, O Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest grain or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all of their bloodstained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice. From now until the end of time, the Lord Almighty is determined to do all this. So, you know, yun yung laging isa sa mga binabasa kapag simbang gabi o kapag Advent, na parang hopeful sila sa pagdating ng Panginoon. Right? This was a time where they were distressed, no? They were worried about a lot of things. They were distressed with a lot of things, but they placed this hope in this child, no, that was to come. Take note that Isaiah lived a few hundred years before Jesus came, no? But even then, pinrophesy na niya yung pagdating ng Panginoon. And they placed so much hope in this child that they called him wonderful names. Right? Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Ito yung mga title ni Jesus eh, di ba? Kapag nagpe-praise and worship tayo, like sinasabi lagi natin na Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, right? All of these wonderful names. And this is Jesus himself, no? Na pinrophesy nila noon, especially ni Prophet Isaiah, na parang in this time of hopelessness, their hope was in this child that was to be born as the successor of David, right?
Hope is also having faith that God is going to do something and soon.
Tsaka kanina, di ba, yung binasa ko, Brother Jade, yung the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Ibig sabihin, naglalakad sila in this period of darkness, pwedeng sa tunnel, di ba? Uh-huh. O parang sa ilalim ng tulay dun sa Wilson Batters, di ba? Dark yun. Pero after nun, makikita mo yung liwanag, di ba? But at the same time, no, kagaya din sa trials nga natin sa buhay, kagaya ng mga na-share mo, in these periods of hopelessness, we see as Christians, we see that there is God waiting for us at that, after that tunnel. You know what I mean? Na parang hindi naman sa atin bilang mga Kristiyano that we are going to stay in that dark tunnel, right? Kasi naglalakad tayo papunta sa Diyos. Na parang nasa sa atin na yun kung mag-stay tayo. Again, easier said than done, mga kapatid. Alam ko yun, right? We've all been there. I've also been there. I've also been with you. And in these very similar situations, ano, na parang iniisip mo lahat ng trials, talaga minsan mapapaisip kayo, may Diyos ba? Pero at the same time, that's because we're trying to limit ourselves into this tunnel. Na parang ayaw nating lumakad papalayo dito sa kadilimang to. No? We don't want to leave this dark place because we're comfortable in being hopeless. But at the same time, God is asking us to come towards Him. Na parang pumunta tayo, sa, papunta sa Kanya. Hindi naman kasi yung Diyos lang yung lumalapit sa atin, kundi tayo rin yung dapat na lumapit sa Kanya. Kagaya din yung favorite verse natin sa ating community, yeah, right? Yung Jeremiah 29:11, right? For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to make you prosper and not to make you fail. Diba? Na parang sobrang ganda nun eh. Kasi ibig sabihin, plano ng Diyos sa atin, yung tayo ay magtagumpay. Diba? Plano ng Diyos sa atin is tayo ay magiging successful. Plano ng Diyos sa atin is yung mga hinihiling natin in His due time, ibibigay niya. Right? Plano sa atin yung magandang trabaho, maayos na buhay, makapag-retire ng maayos yung mga parents natin nang walang sakit, right? At makasama natin balang araw yung mga pinagdadasal natin sa habang buhay, yung mga ganung bagay, 'di ba? So, and with all of these things in mind, we trust and we know and we hope, right? Kagaya nga ng sinabi mo that God is going to do something and going to do something really soon. 'Di ba? Kasi that's what hope is. Diba? Ito yung pag-asa, hindi yung ano ba yun, yung weather agency sa yung weather agency sa Pilipinas pag-asa, right? Ito yung pag-asa na ang may gagawin ng Diyos at may gagawin ng Diyos sa lalong madaling panahon, tama? Lastly, no, in Isaiah, still in the book of Isaiah kasi like the book of Isaiah, it's the one of the books in the Old Testament that is frequently read during Advent and during Simbang Gabi, right? Because it talks about and it prophesies the coming of Jesus, di ba? In Isaiah 40:31, right, it says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary." Ibig sabihin, dito sila mapapagod. "They shall walk and not faint." Meaning, right, kung tayo ay umaasa no, sa pagdating ng Diyos, right? Hindi tayo mapapagod. Hindi tayo mapapagod kakaantay. Siyempre, pag mag-aantay ka ng matagal, talaga nakakapagod yun. Pero, kapag ang Diyos ang inaantay natin, right? Kapag ang Diyos ang inaantay natin, hindi talaga tayo mapapagod. Kasi we know, right? That kapag ka napapagod tayo, all that we need to do is ask the Lord for help eh. Kasi, I think napag-usapan din natin in our episode from before, I think it was episode 2, no? What is prayer? Diba? Prayer is surrendering to God because we know that He can do something that we can't, right? And even maybe, siguro, kahit may magagawa tayo, alam natin na mas maganda yung magagawa ng Diyos para sa atin, right? Ganda ng episode natin ngayon, ano?
Napakaganda.
Napakaganda talaga. Kaya nga, the Advent season is really a, I don't know about you, Brother Jade, but every time na natatapos na yung liturgical year, yung dumadating yung pista ng Christ the King, and then it's Advent, it makes me very hopeful, no? Hindi lang hopeful na magkakaroon tayo ng mga Christmas party, magluluto ng salmon, tapos ng fruit salad na naman, tsaka ng buko pandan, at tsaka sa mga nakikinig po na, sa atin, pwede po kayo mag-order, hindi, joke lang. Hindi po natin kakayanin. Pero yun, no? It's about being hopeful, no? Not just with all of these material things, but that Christ is coming, no? Hindi lang sa Pasko, like just to commemorate his coming during his birth, pero yung pagdating ni Kristo muli, di ba? And yeah, with that being said, let us just remain hopeful, no? Na kung nasaan man tayo sa buhay ngayon, nasa sa atin ang Diyos, right? Minsan na siyang dumating, darating ulit siya. At lagi natin siyang kasama hanggang sa wakas ng panahon. Mga kapatid, kung nasa saan man kayo sa inyong buhay ngayon, marami man kayong pinagdadaanan, o maybe masaya kayo, edi sana all, ganun. Masaya man kayo, nasaan man kayo sa parte ng buhay nyo ngayon, just remember that the Lord is with you. No? And samahan nyo kami as we close this podcast with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Gracious God, our God of hope, we come to you today each in our different seasons of life. Lord, we admit that sometimes our minds are full of hopeless thoughts. We get so discouraged, Lord, that we lose sight of all we have to be grateful for. So today, Lord, we call out to you in thankfulness and praise. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless po mga kapatid at kita-kits po sa susunod naming episode.